Here's a thought for home cooks feeling the pressure of the holiday season. Try brand name recipes. Those are dishes devised by Campbell's and Smucker's or something off the Jell-O box. You'd expect these recipes to be fast and simple, but some also are surprisingly good. The magazine Taste of Home tried thousands of recipes in its test kitchens for the new cookbook Favorite Brand Name Recipes 2003. Diane Werner is associate food editor of Taste of Home. She spoke with NPR's Linda Wertheimer about her brand name pick hits.
Everybody knows about the recipe on the back of the chocolate drop package for Toll House cookies. That was actually passed down from my mother to me on the back of a Nestle label. And that is in the book. Diane Werner, is there anything else that is a classic like that one? Anything that measures up?
If you're familiar with the covers on the books, the rib cover with the lemon meringue pie, it's a wonderful pie. It's always a success and always everyone's favorite. It's Crisco advertising their shortening in the crust component of that pie. It uses 4 egg whites in its meringue, and it's for anyone that has ever made a meringue pie, they'll know a really lovely one when they make one. And this is one of those.
So what do you think is the product that shows up most often in the book? Now, I'm betting on Campbell's soup.
No. I don't know if this says anything about me, but Hershey's is well represented.
And see.
There's many of them. There's the Smucker's, Starkist, Tyson's Foods, Uncle Ben's, Unilever Best Foods of North America have a lot of different products in here.
Since we're thinking of brand names, I'm thinking of that kid on TV, Mikey, who, will try anything.
Yes.
Do you have people like that in your test kitchen? Do you make people try it to see if they really do like it?
Would you believe I am one of those guinea pigs? And it's a hard job, but somebody has to do it.
So what would you consider to be the most over-the-top recipe in the book?
Over-the-top by sweetness or...
Well, just the kind of amazing, lavish, extraordinary...
To me, you sound like you're doing the ooey-gooey thing. There isn't a lot of ganache and different things like that in these books. There is a lot of the chocolate. Fudgy hazelnut brownies were very good. I have tried those. Creamy chocolate pie that uses a Cool Whip and a Jell-O chocolate pudding. So that's a quickie kind of thing. The hot fudge sauce with Baker's baking chocolate is great on anything.
Tell me your favorite discovery. In putting this book together, was there something that you found that sort of surprised you, something that I really ought to try?
Well, I was just amazed by the fact that they tell you to do your short ribs in the microwave oven, which I don't normally do, where you just put a half a cup of water in with your ribs and cover them loosely with a little saran wrap and microwave them for a short amount of time. Take them out, and then it was Frank's hot sauce and fresh ginger and a little bit of seafood cocktail sauce, and that's what you made your glaze with, and you were able to throw them on your grill for just 15 minutes, and they were just finger-looking good. So I would suggest you try that. I had never cooked ribs in the microwave prior to that.
Diane Werner, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, Linda.
Diane Werner is the associate food editor for Taste of Home magazine, which has published the 2003 edition of Favorite Brand Name Recipes.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer.